The Smithsonian's exhibit of major figures in mass media would be woefully incomplete without including J.R.R. Tolkien, the author of The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, and The Silmarillion, which, for those of you who don't know, is basically the Old Testament for The Lord of the Rings. Of all the writers of the 20th century, Tolkien was one of the, if not the, most influential. His work was the major driving force that popularized an entire genre of literature, leaving no doubt as to why he is referred to as the father of fantasy. From dwarves to elves to orcs and everything in between, Tolkien laid the foundation that nearly every fantasy novel since has been built upon. Even any novel that includes the general theme of an epic quest is likely influenced by Tolkien. However, literature is not the only medium touched by Tolkien's work. George Lucas himself said that The Lord of the Rings was one of the major influences of Star Wars. In fact, Endor, the forest moon that is one of the main settings in Return of the Jedi, is directly named after the Elvish word for Middle-earth. By default, the countless films that draw inspiration from Star Wars also owe credit to Tolkien. Music as well owes a lot to Tolkien. Led Zeppelin, one of the biggest rock bands of all time, wrote several songs inspired by Tolkien's writing. Blind Guardian, a popular heavy metal band from Germany, bases most of their work off of literature, most notably their album Nightfall in Middle-earth, which retells the entire story of the Silmarillion. Countless other bands also have a song or two that nods to Tolkien's writing, and others still reference his books in their stage names. From artists whose imaginations were captured by his books, to hippies who interpreted the theme of the books as counterculture, to people who just like fantasy novels, Tolkien's work has touched the hearts of people from all over the world. Without his books, the face of mass media today would be a very different place.